Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel. Approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the coming King's sculpture prayer garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors. Hi folks, this is Roy Holly again. You know, the Mamacita's restaurants in San Antonio, Kerrville, Fredericksburg, San Marcos, and New Braunfels are friends of the cross and one of our great sponsors. The Grinders and I think that they have the best Mexican food in Texas. They have set the bar for the best chicken, beef, and shrimp fajitas in the country. Plus, believe it or not, they have some of the best steaks and seafood you can find anywhere at family-friendly prices. So, if you want a great dining experience, you need to give Mamacita's a try. You'll be going back every week if you do, and you'll probably see the Grinders and the Hollies there. To find the Mamacita's near you, please visit their website. That's mamacitas.com. That's mamacitas.com. Also, if you'll tell your waiter that you are a friend of the cross, Mamacita's will give you a very special discount. Really. You can even see some of Max Griner's magnificent bronze sculptures at the Kerrville and San Antonio locations. And welcome, Max. A lot of people think that you are a preacher, but you're not.
No, Roy, thank God. I'm that probably relieves some people, probably scares some others. I'm actually just a layman. But I'm one of those on fire laymen, one of those
followers. You're not layman, meaning you're not paid to do this.
I probably say I'm lame, too. Yeah, yeah. Probably a few people saying that. That's true, too. But I'm actually an artist and an architect, and that's what God made me, as an artist. But he called me in 1989 to be an evangelist. And so that's really what I do. And by the grace of God, I do my art, and I do my evangelism at the same time. And I
so your art pays the bills for you to be the evangelist.
Yeah, like Michael Paul had it's a like tent radio. Company, Apostle Paul.
Right. In fact, I wish I had something else. Radio is – that's my hobby.
It does help because artists and evangelists, they're always hungry and right. always looking for food.
And DJs.
So it helps to and DJs. So it helps to have some kind of stream of income.
All right, Max, my favorite part of the show every week is for you to share the miracle of the week.
All right, Roy. Well, thank you. Well, this week we got an interesting one. It's shares the story shares several aspects of the supernatural. We have one of our trustees, Bob Glover, send me this email from a lady named Myra Herrera, and I believe she's from San Antonio. And she came out to the cross and said that she was a cancer survivor and had always had a relationship with the Lord. But in February, she stopped by the cross with her 8-year-old daughter, and I'm reading a letter that I've got in my hand here. And she said she was struggling with finances and worried about an upcoming visit to the oncologist. And she walked up to the cross, and she said she just fell to her knees and began to cry. And within a few seconds, two lovely women stopped to pray for me and my little one. As they were praying, they began to speak in tongues. I could hear them speaking in tongues at first, and then I could actually understand what they were saying. I heard blessings over me and my finances, and I could hear them telling God to bless my finances and that I was a good mother. I never spoke a word before the prayers to them about my situation. But God heard me, and I heard his message back clearly. I felt a huge weight lift off my shoulders, and after being anointed with some oil, I thanked them very much. We walked up to the cross and prayed in the middle. After we touched the cross, both my daughter and I were delighted to see beautiful golden flecks on our hands. And that's the Shekinah glory miracle that people have out there. And I try to visit the cross every Sunday now with my daughter, and I drive back home full of cheer. I thank God for this blessing, and I'm so blessed to be cancer-free now for 5 years. So that's an interesting little letter. It's the lady, apparently she was fearful. You know, when you're fearful of disease and illness, that just takes your joy. And so God restored her joy and her peace. He also had two total strangers come up and pray for her, and then they spoke in this prayer language the Bible calls tongues, and this lady, Myra, apparently was able to got the gift of discernment and was actually able to hear and translate what these ladies were speaking in this unknown
wow.
Holy Spirit tongue. And then just to finish off the deal, as they were leaving, the glory dust, the Shekinah glory formed on this lady and her daughter. And so it was really a neat kind of way. People go up to the cross all the time to meet God, and often it's just them and God. But sometimes God uses other people to minister to them and to bless them. And this is a case of that
whatever
situation.
It takes to get the message across.
Exactly. So that's a pretty neat healing miracle.
Well, Max, are there a lot of people that are claiming to healing at the garden?
Yeah, Roy, we built this garden and primarily to bring people to Jesus Christ, to know him as the Lord and the Savior, so that they can spend eternity in heaven instead of hell. And so that's the eternal healing that lasts forever. But wherever you got Jesus, wherever you got the Holy Spirit, his supernatural power, miracles happen, and people are actually getting healed. We are getting biblical-type documented miracles, both physical and even psychological-type miracles.
Today, is it God only heals through doctors?
No, actually, yes. Let's clear up the water real clear right now. God does use doctors. God does use medicine. God uses
as another tool,
as one of his methods of healing. I mean, he traveled with a doctor. Luke was a doctor, and God didn't do a lot of healing when he was with Jesus. But the truth being is that God works through a myriad of ways, and one of them is through the medical profession. But he also still does instant miracles, healing miracles, and he does miracles over time. And sometimes we don't see the miracle we're asking for at the moment, and we have to just trust him with it.
So supernatural miracles are still happening.
Yes, and some people in the Christian world and in the world, they think that there are no miracles. And then those that do know that the supernatural realm exists, some don't believe that God is still working miracles. But the Bible clearly says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he ever worked any miracles, he's still doing it. And healing falls in that category, so we should always ask.
Well, like what? What are some of the areas of healing that's taking place now? What areas?
Okay, well, again, Jesus has been healing ever since he was resurrected. He's been healing through his children, through biblical, scriptural type Christian healing, but he's been out at the garden. Conditions of drug addiction have been healed. I heard one person was smoking. Alcoholism has been healed. We've had 18 people that we know about that have canceled suicide as of this date, where they've gone up to the cross and they prayed the plaques inside the cross, and they were delivered of spirit of suicide. We've had physical things happen. We've had muscles healed. We've had bones healed. We've had just a whole bunch of knees healed. We've got a number of people that were instantly healed of knee conditions they've had since one guy, 46 years. We've had just recently we found a cane that laying inside the cross. Somebody left their nice aluminum cane, and we're assuming that God healed him of being a cripple.
And they
left the cross. And then, of course, we've got people with bones situations that have actually been healed and organs. And then we have, cancers, allergies, heart conditions. A whole range, and it's there's a lot of mystery to this. We don't claim to understand it all, but the Bible talks about God still healing, and he still does that.
Something important on this is that I know from my experience up there is that a lot of these people, all these people come to you and tell you this. It's not like you're out there soliciting this information. They come to you and tell you these things.
Yeah, right. No, that's it. I mean, they're not really even coming to me. They're coming to God, and then the message comes to me.
That's what I mean, exactly,
to the office. And so we get these comments from people.
All the time from everybody.
All that coming in virtually every single
that's
unsolicited.
That's
exactly right.
In your estimate, I know it's hard to get an exact number because it's very subjective, but how many people do you think have been healed at the Garden?
You know, that's hard to know because we don't have one of our tour guide chaplains up there all the time. But we do get letters, and we do hear. But I can tell you that, first of all, the most important healing that anybody can get is the one that lasts for eternity, and that's salvation. And so we know that thousands of people are being healed of the sin condition, and they're getting born again up there. So that's in the thousands. But as far as physical healings, you know, if I had to guess at this point in time, we're in the hundreds probably. We've got reports on dozens and dozens. On psychological things, that's probably in the hundreds now.
And these are the only ones that get back to you.
Yeah, these are the ones that come back and they write us a letter.
People get healed and they never say anything to you.
Yeah, no, some people just walk away. I mean,
they don't feel comfortable.
The story when Jesus healed the lepers and only one came back to say, I got healed. And Jesus said, well, what about those other guys? And he says, yeah, he got healed too. But he was the only one that came back. And that's kind of – so we're just seeing a small tip of the iceberg of what Holy Spirit's doing.
But there's no question. You know empirically and feel in your heart that what's going on there is doing something good.
Sure. Oh, yeah. You know, physical healing is happening. I mean, even in my own case, you know, I shared on a previous story, I was bitten by the kissing bug, which is fatal. And there's no cure for this Chagas disease. And I won't go into the whole story, but basically there's no cure, and it destroys your organs and explodes them. And folks prayed for me out at the cross – right after this thing happened, after the doctors told me what had happened, and it disappeared, and the conditions and the blood and everything, it was cleaned up. So I got healed.
Here's an important question. Does someone pray for these people to be healed?
yes. It's like we have shared, sometimes God uses a person that he brings up to the cross to minister. It may be one of our official trained tour guide chaplains that wears a red apron, but sometimes God just puts another believer up there that comes up and prays for them. So sometimes people are there sent by God, and other times people just make contact with God himself by in that cross reading the plaque number 3, which is about healing.
You know, people have been healed, I understand, reading the cross plaques. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, that's a neat deal. You know, this place is unique in the whole world. There are a lot of good places all over the world where you can find Jesus, you can find healing. But the Lord told me to build this cross and to put in that cross 4 plaques. One to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. One to know the power of the Holy Spirit. The third one to know supernatural, biblical-type healing and to receive that. And the fourth one on miracles. And so what happens is a lot of people by themselves go up into that cross and they pray. And the Holy Spirit manifests his presence to them, and the need that they bring to that cross, many of them get healed right there on the spot.
How is this possible?
It's possible because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible says he healed then. The Bible says he heals today. The Bible says we're still supposed to come to him and ask. In the Bible, in James 5:15, and Luke 4:18, and Psalms 103, one, he's a healing God. He's on the side of healing. He came to undo the works of Satan. And so because the Bible says it, it happens, and it continues to this day.
So on the Bible, on the plaques or Bible verses, my understanding is too, so I remember right, there's in 3 languages, right?
Yeah, now the plaques are actually just in English, but we have 77 scripture tiles in 3 languages.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, we have 77 scripture tiles that people read coming up to the giant cross, and they are in 3 languages. Yeah. And then you get into the cross, and there's those 4 plaques, which is where you want people to do business with God and not leave the mountain without him.
Does everybody get healed?
You know, I wish they did. They don't. And in Jesus' day, everybody didn't get healed. you know, the people that came to him in the Bible got healed, but there were people that are all around him that didn't get healed. This, you know, healing is a mystery. We know God is good. We know healing is in his wings. We're asked to come to him with our healing, but sometimes we have to trust him and walk a walk out. And it's wonderful when we get the instant miracle, and we love that. It's wonderful even when it happens over times. But other times, God has a mystery about this healing.
So you really don't know why people either get or don't get healed. There's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah, you know, sometimes some things we can know, but other times we just don't know. And we just have to know God's a good God and he loves us. And like the guys that in the Old Testament, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they went into the furnace and they said, look, our God can deliver us from this fire. But even if he doesn't, he's still our God. We love him and trust him.
Well, sometimes so, there are things in their lives that prevent them from getting a healing. They can have strongholds in their lives, like unforgiveness and other things like that.
Right.
So disease, defects, accidents, result of sin?
Right. All those can come in and keep somebody or can get somebody sick and hurt to start with. And then we just ask God to undo that.
Well, what are we to do as Christians if we want to be healed and we want to seek that out? How do we influence that situation where we can put it in a positive way where you can increase your chances of
being
healed?
Right, and that's
really
what it's about.
I'm assuming that you can.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and that's really what you're about. And if you live God's way, and you know, and to summarize it real quick, if you pray and you obey and you get right with God and you ask and you get other people to pray for you and then you trust God with results, and if you're not seeing the healing, go to a doctor, and because that's okay, because God may use you to witness to the doctor. But either way, God sent Jesus to undo the works of Satan. And so we're he's still doing it.
Well, let me ask you a question. We're coming down to the close here. How did you come up with the idea? Who came up with the idea with these plaques and the tiles and all that kind of stuff? Because that's a genius thing.
Yeah, it is.
To put all that there, it had to be divinely inspired because this is a miracle in itself.
Yeah,
the fact that you even have this there.
Yeah, it's the only place on earth that we know of.
And how did that happen?
That person was the person of the Holy Spirit. He gave that in the vision. He gave that people could come inside a cross and receive from God salvation, the empowerment, baptism, physical healing, and deliverance. And we put it there in writing, and thousands of people are coming from all backgrounds, all denominations, all faith groups, and they're meeting God, the God of the Bible, and he's touching them and healing them.
Well, you know, one of the miracles, I'm just talking from my own personal experience there and talking to people that I meet, because you know I drive up from San Antonio to the Cross and just hang around and meet people and talk to folks, is the simplicity of what you've put together. And that anybody can come, whether they're believers or not, doesn't make any difference. They can come to the cross and just follow the path.
Yes.
And they can come. You've got them where they come to the conclusion. You educate them about how, very specifically, if you want to become a Christian and you want to be saved, this is how you do it.
Yeah. And you know, the Bible says,
and it's not complicated.
Make the path straight.
The way you've got it set up.
Make
there.
It clear. You know, John Wimber, a hero of mine in the faith, used to say the main things are the plain things and the plain things are the main things. And so what we've tried to do up on that mountain is put out the main and plain things so people can find a relationship with the true God. And in that process, many get physically and emotionally healed.
Now, you have groups of people come up there, too. You encourage that, don't you?
Yeah, you bet. You can come as an individual. You can bring a whole bunch of busload of people. We have whole busloads now that are coming up to the garden, and they're coming in from all 50 states and over 55 countries now.
And you've got, because of the recent construction, the way things have changed, if you haven't been up there for a while, you need to come because you've got everything, got a lot of additions, a lot of stuff has been installed, and it won't be long, and your fountain will be in there, too.
Right, right. Amen. And so buses can come. We do have a handicap drop-off area, and we're building this garden without debt and trusting God to finish, send more money so we can get it all finished, but people can come, and we welcome them.
And we welcome still, if it's in their heart, to keep on sending that money where we can keep on expanding
building.
It and
yes.
keep on building. Sherry, anything you got to say before we get out of
here? I think that about sums it up.
All right, Max, any closing comments?
Just that everybody, you don't have to wait to come to Kerrville to meet Jesus. He's right where you are, and all you got to do is just say, hey, Jesus, I want to know you. If you're real, I want to know you.
All right, here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Today we have some really good quotes and comments from people who have written in. And the first one is from Helen Brown in New Braunfels, Texas. She said, I pray my God blesses the work of your hands and gives you the favor with all of those you meet. In Jesus' name. And then the next one is from Marie Woodard in Kerrville, Texas. Amen. As a team, we are strong in the Lord. He continues to send and provide and move hearts. The Cross and Prayer Garden fill a need in many lives, and this entire community is deeply blessed to have such a peaceful place to lay down our burdens and lift up our joys. And the next one is anonymous, but it just says, Lord, we all love your glory. Thank you. Okay, Tuleta, Texas. This is from Juliana Constante. And she says, thank you for making this wonderful place for people all over the world to see. So I hope you get to finish your project. Actually, this one was sent in earlier before we had gotten so far along in the construction. Now we have Sharon Del Combre from Kerrville, Texas. And she says, yay, this mighty cross presentation is beautiful, Max. Love the music. Love all of it. brought tears of joy to my eyes with a big smile. I will surely send this out to my friends. By the way, I am enjoying the radio show with Roy Holly. You are all doing a great job. Here's one. Max, thank you for praying for me at the bottom of the mountain on April 21st, Tuesday around noon. My wife and I were both touched and inspired by God's cross and the total commitment of the body of Christ to assist God in making it happen as he worked through all of you. As we were driving back to Canyon Lake vacationing, I had the vision of taking an entire Sunday morning time block just to play your CD and this great news of God in action with his children. Thank you very much for sharing and praying. God bless you. This was from Billy and Penny Stevenson from Ding Dong, Texas.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Greiners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Greiner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Greiners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he ever worked miracles, he still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Greiner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.